Former US Vice President Al Gore said he was getting straight back to work on the planetary emergency of climate change, hours after winning the Nobel Peace Prize for raising awareness of the issue. Irene Lagan reports.
Gore was appearing in public nearly 9 hours after the award was announced. He is sharing the prize with the UN Climate Panel for their work helping galvanize international action on global warming, most notably through the film An Inconvenient Truth. Gore said he was honored and would use the tribute to further increase awareness of climate change issues.
For my part, I will be doing everything I can to try to understand how to best use the honor and recognition of this award as a way of speeding up the change in awareness and the change in urgency.
There has been widespread reaction to the award. The White House offered its congratulations. World leaders said it was a call to action. And some scientists said it ended the debate over whether man-made global warming was a real threat. Chris Miller, who directs the global warming team at Greenpeace in America, said the Nobel Award marked an important moment in the climate change debate.
This adds just another voice to the growing chorus of people calling for action and leadership in the United States.
Meanwhile, many Democrats are urging Gore to join the 2008 U.S. presidential race, though close friends say he is fully focused on continuing climate change debate from outside the White House. I'm Irene Lagan.
Well, as we said in that report, the award has drawn widespread reaction. Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges spoke to Monsignor James Reinhardt at the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, who gave us his reaction. He said he was disappointed with the award.
Unfortunately, there are so many other things going on in the world, and it, for me, in a way, it not tarnishes, but I think it takes away from the prize, from the real spirit of what the Nobel Peace Prize means to me. And probably means to a lot of other people.
When you say it tarnishes, in a way, the award, is this because you see this as too much of a political choice?
I'm not sure if I'm looking at it as a political choice, a move in that direction. What I do see is, if you look back on the last several years, 10 years maybe, and see some of the people who have received the award, the lady 3 years ago from Kenya who won the award was working for the environment, protection of the environment. She was in the community. She was working, doing something concrete. And now, just in the last few days, we've had all of the news coming out of Myanmar, out of Burma, and how many people there have been working tirelessly for so many years. The 2007 award is really taking away from the work of people who are really truly working for making people's lives better, for the promotion of human rights, for the recognition of human dignity.